Lone Star Community Radio is looking for those who are interested in hosting their own talk show. With monthly and weekly slots available on Conroe's FM 104.5, 106.1, and on IRLoneStar.com. Start your own podcast, create your first YouTube channel, and be on TV. Contact Lone Star Community Radio online at IRLoneStar.com or call the station message line at 936-647-3776.
Thank you for listening to Lone Star Community Radio. This program was broadcasted and recorded live from the LSCR studios in downtown Conroe, Texas. Lone Star Community Radio is supported by listeners like you. Donate and sponsor today. For more information on getting involved with Lone Star Community Radio, contact us at lscrstudios@gmail.com or visit us online at www.irlonestar.com.
All right, you're listening to Mornings of Lone Star on irlonestar.com. That was my voice, and now this is my voice. This is Dick Schisler. We are live right now from the LSCR studios in downtown Conroe in City Hall. And that means we're on Facebook, we're on YouTube Live, because we have a special guest this morning. We have Ken Collier from Trails Home for Children. And as I speak to Ken, you can find all the links and everything to our interview for the event coming up for the Boots and Pearls event gala, and all the other information for the upcoming fundraiser for Trails Home for Children. So in the studio with me right now, we have Ken. Ken, what's going on, dude?
Hey, man, how you doing, man?
It's been a long time. I always love it when I get to the studio and then someone else walks in with, like, a raincoat and an umbrella, because it's like, oh, is it raining? I feel like I've been in here in this little, you know, this little shack forever, and I haven't been outside. But you're here and you're dry, and it is 8. Right now it is 8:02 in the morning. And you guys want to talk about the upcoming gala happening. I believe it's happening in April, right? Is that what it, or am I way off with that?
No, you're absolutely correct, man. It is April 27th.
Okay. All right. So April 27th, you're having the Boots and Pearls Gala. And it is basically a one night to get out, have fun, and raise funds for Trails Home for Children.
That is correct.
That's it, right?
That's it, man.
Well, it's nice having you on, and I'm right now. So let's talk about a little bit about Trails. If people don't know what Trails is, it is, from what I remember our last conversation, it's a foster home, kind of based, I mean, so that's it. It's a foster home, but it's a special one for here in the Montgomery County area. So talk more about that.
So, yeah, you are correct. So we are in residential treatment center. So we have group homes. And in the group homes, we take care of the kids that are in the state foster care system. We have three right here in Montgomery County. And then we also have what we call a child placement agency, where those who are interested in becoming foster parents, we take them through the licensing process and get them all ready to go. And they can also help the precious kiddos that are in the state foster care system that way as well. So we've grown since the last time I've talked to you.
Yeah, that's good.
But, you know, things are busy. But this is very important work, and we enjoy serving the kids.
Well, I think that's a lot of folks out there who live in the Montgomery County area don't realize how many kids do need foster parents. Mm-hmm. And especially homes like Trails, because last time I remember talking, it's more of your home is a temporary solution, and you're trying to find foster parents actually for the individual child, because you guys can house, how many children can you have at your, I don't know, on y'all's location?
So at one location, our original location, we can have up to 11.
Uh-huh.
At our newest location, we can have up to 15.
Okay.
And then at our other location, we can have, I believe, up to 11 or 12 there as well.
Okay.
And you are correct. The end goal is to hopefully find the suitable situation for each kiddo where they can become adopted, fostered, or something like that. However, that does not always happen, and they are able to stay with us until age 18, mm-hmm. but that's what state classifies age out. So after that, then they will have to find another living situation. But our end goal is always to try to find them a stable environment. If it's not Trails, then we want them to be with a wonderful family that doesn't mind fostering and caring for other kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it takes a special heart to care for fostering kids. And it's like a temporary thing. I think people need to realize that. Or adoption is a permanent thing. Correct. And you guys help with all of that.
That's correct.
And I encourage everyone to check out y'all's website. It's TH4C. That's TH4C.org. For all the information, especially y'all have good information about how to become a foster parent. And also how you can support the houses you guys have. So you have three houses now?
We do.
I think last time we spoke, you had one.
We did. And to be very honest, we have a fourth one coming up.
Look at that.
In Comal County. That's the only one that's outside of Montgomery County. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, kids need homes everywhere. So.
And that was the point, right? We got a phone call. They asked us about it. We thought about it because we love our community here in Montgomery County. But what we love more is to help as many kids as we can. So expanding capacity anywhere in the state of Texas, I'll do it just to make sure that each kid has a fighting chance.
And I don't think you have the stats on top of your head, but can you tell us how many kids are, say, homeless or do not have a parent to look after them?
I do not have the stat on top of my head. That's a great question. Last time we looked at it, I believe they call it CWAP, Children Without Placement.
Yeah.
So what that simply means is they have nowhere for them to go. Either they're in state offices, hotels, or something like that until they find a suitable placement like ours or, you know, a foster home. So the last number I heard, it was still in the hundreds of kids that are without placement, and that's just not good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, because I guess I want to know more about the process, because say an unfortunate scenario happens with a child, like say they lose both their parents or they go to jail or that they pass away or something basically like you said, they need placement.
Mm-hmm.
And who contacts you guys? Is it like an aunt, or can it be the police, or is it Child Protective Services, or is it all three of those? Like,
so in different situations, it possibly could be all three, but for Trails, it is Child Protective Services that reaches out to us, or DFPS, however you want to, you know, call them. They'll present
us. Oh, they have different names now?
Well, people say DFPS, people say CPS. I get it. I understand.
Well, maybe it's because, like, everyone, when you hear CPS, you think bad. I don't know why, you know?
Yeah,
everyone's
like,
I'm going to call CPS on you. It's
don't
do that.
Yeah, yeah. I get that, too. It can be a bad
So they change their name?
Thing. No, so it's two different.
Oh, it's two different organizations?
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
I have no idea. I've never met anybody that works for CPS or the DCPS.
DFPS? Yeah. DFPS. I guess you wouldn't.
It's like a shadow government.
Right. But that's who we get our, what we call it, intake process from.
I understand. No, right, I mean that process has to occur.
Correct.
Because, again, it's one of those unfortunate scenarios that no one really encounters unless it happens to someone personally.
Yes.
And so that's one thing I always value when you meet a child who's grown. It's like, I was in the foster care system. Yeah. And that's a whole nother world that most people never experience.
Yeah.
So at least we have homes like Trails. And it's in, I guess when people think of foster homes, I think last time I spoke to somebody about, they don't call them foster homes anymore.
Or, we still do. I'm sure there's other names.
But no, it's not orphanage. You can't use the word orphanage.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So we at Trails, we never use orphanage.
Yeah, that's
orphan
what that's
like
what
that.
It is. And that's what's it's interesting to me, because that was like in the 50s, I guess, was the word.
Yeah.
But it's not, because I think your mindset is we got to get these kids somewhere.
Correct.
Orphanage sounds kind of permanent. Like they're abandoned. They're staying here.
Yep.
But so for foster, I understand. I remember talking to somebody and they got mad at me for saying that word. I was like, oh, is it a bad word? I didn't know it was one of those words you're not allowed to say.
It sounds bad, to your point. We don't use it. I understand that people still do use it, right? But we always, we say fostering.
Yeah, well, I guess what it comes down to is like everything has to have paperwork. And
correct.
When you're filling out paperwork, you have to say a word to describe the scenario.
Correct.
So, I mean, the word orphan is something that's like, it's a real word, and it means something.
It is.
And most people know what it means, but I think the heart isn't behind that word, if that makes sense. Like,
Yeah. Like I said, everything can feel negative and everything can feel positive. I guess it's how you take it, but orphan is kind of, like you said, maybe 50-ish.
Like you don't want to call someone you're an orphan.
Nah, we won't, but.
I know you won't.
But, you know.
I mean, that's one thing I love about y'all's organization. Anyone can support this organization, by the way. If everyone's listening, it's called Trails Home for Children. And you do a lot. Like, you guys, y'all, it's all ages, right? I think, what's the youngest age?
So, we are licensed for 0 to 17. We have not had any infants.
Yeah. That's a whole nother ballgame.
That's a whole nother ballgame. But our youngest, I believe, that we've ever had, maybe around 6 or 7.
Yeah.
And, of course, all the way up to 17. And then, of course, if a young lady comes into the system and she's with child, then we would have, you know, that situation too. So,
you help with single mothers.
We can, yes. If they come into the system and they're, you know, pregnant at this young age, we definitely can help them.
See, that's what I'm talking about. And so let's highlight the event coming up, because this is your annual event, that the gala. It's a gala.
Correct.
And it's called Boots and Pearls. I believe I put the Eventbrite link for people to purchase tickets, but you're looking for sponsors. You're looking for basically auction items. If you're a local business listening and you want to help out Trails and donate an item to put up for silent and live. So you can do that, and you're also looking for participants to come enjoy the night. So tell me about the night on April 24th.
Yeah, man. Listen, as you said, we're looking for all three of those situations, but we have a nice Western theme. We want people to come out, enjoy a night of line dancing, a night of good barbecue. I mean, we're really literally.
See, I like those Western. More than the fancy tuxedo ones,
yeah.
Mainly because the dress code is so relaxed.
Absolutely.
Because dancing is encouraged, and so you want to feel comfortable when you're dancing. They do a gala. I love over here with the Young Texas Music Artist, which is coming up, I believe, and it's very snazzy. And every time I go, I was like, I think the third year I went, I was like, screw it, I'm wearing jeans and a bolo tie, because I was like, we're outside, we're eating barbecue, like I can't just sit here in a tuxedo and eat barbecue. Why would I be in a tuxedo eating barbecue?
Absolutely, man. I am looking for the big belt buckles, the hats, the boots, the everything. And ladies, you know, looking for your pearls, your hats, your boots. I mean, we want you to have a relaxed, good time. Again, we're going to have someone there.
Where's it going to be?
So it's going to be Walden Lakeview Dining. So out on Lake Conroe.
Yeah, I know exactly where you're talking about. They have a brunch there.
They do. They actually have a restaurant there.
Yeah, one of my buddies used to manage it, and he invited me out, and they have a brunch. You're right there on the lake.
Literally right on the lake.
That's going to be nice.
Yes,
and they have a dance floor.
They do. So this will be our third year there. They've partnered with us for 3 years. We're encouraging you to come out, have a good time. There's going to be a line dance instructor. There's going to be a DJ. There's going to be a photographer. There's going to be all kinds of crazy things, but we want you to have a good time. And as he mentioned, we are still looking for sponsors. So if you're a business or organization, an individual, just say, hey, I just want to sponsor. How can I do that? You know, you can find our information on the website. If you are an individual, say, hey, I want to go. I want to participate.
How much are tickets?
My friends. Go to Eventbrite, and each ticket is $100 per person this year. And then lastly, if you say, hey, I can't make it, but I want to send something for your silent auction, again, go to our website. You can find us there. And
all this money goes to Trolls.
It does. So this year, we really want to champion and want people in the community to partner with us on championing mental health. So mental health is big in these kids. As you can imagine, they've gone through so much trauma in their life, abuse physically, mentally, emotionally. And there are some things that they go through that I can't share publicly, but trust me and know that we are in the fight for the long haul. We are literally trying to build an avenue to provide mental health for all kids, all ages. So everything that is raised here at this event this year is going strictly to our mental health project to enhance, our kids' ability to function in the real life world, right? Because some of them, I hate to use this word, they feel like they're institutionalized. That's all they know. So we're trying to provide them ways to be normal, go to college, go to trade school. We're inspiring them to do all of those things.
Well, I guess that's what's important, especially at a young age, is they're alone.
Mm-hmm.
And so throughout their whole lives, they're probably they think they're going to be alone.
Mm-hmm.
And with no one kind of mentoring them or parenting them or whatever the word you want to say, they might not have like a direction that's a positive direction. So with the mental health stuff, it's a good start to be aware of it and also help the kids. So let me ask you this, because I know you do this with your wife.
That is correct.
And do you have any kids of your own?
We do, man. We have four beautiful children. And now two grandchildren.
Oh, wow.
Our youngest child is 14, and then the ages go up from there. But, yeah, my wife and I, we had this vision. We started up from a place of pain, excuse me. So my youngest son was a twin. So TRAIL is now an acronym for us, but it's the last four letters of my son who was a twin. his brother's name. So we do it in honor of our twin that we lost.
I'm sorry.
So we use his story to inspire others and to, you know, do something honorable in his name. So that's how Trails got started.
So and what when it came to fostering, what because to me fostering is a calling.
It is.
And so it's so did you guys foster or did you know a family that fostered? Or?
We did. We're still licensed foster parents. We fostered throughout COVID. There we had three little precious kiddos that needed a place to go. And we had them throughout COVID. You know, we have friends and family members who are also foster parents. So, you know, we come from, I guess you could say, a lineage of people wanting to help and serve kiddos.
Yeah, because, I mean, a lot of people don't realize, like, what it takes to be a foster home and then also just be a foster parent, and especially when you adopt a kid.
Yeah.
Because some people are a little, it's weird, and especially with the unknown cases in the county, no one really realizes it. So I think it's cool that you guys have more locations now. The last time we spoke, and now this year's focus is the mental health, and those are projects. Let me ask you something about the main project for the mental health. Is that stuff that's gonna be available to anyone in the county, or just the kiddos in the foster system through Trails?
So initially, the project is gonna start to provide those services to the kiddos that are in Trails home.
Mm-hmm.
The end game, because I'm always futuristic, is to help everybody in the community that we can touch that needs it, that's ages 0 to 17.
Because, I mean, even if I'm a foster home, I could still use Trails to help me, you know, facilitate the foster home.
Correct. So we can help.
My foster home, not your, I mean, like my personal home.
Correct. So if Trails licensed you, we're there with you all the way through. Whatever services you need, even those precious kiddos that are in foster homes can receive these services.
So there you go. So if people want to be a foster parent, they go to you guys. Look at that.
Absolutely.
Is there anything else going on, man?
Man, that's it.
Size the rain?
I'm busy enough, man. I'm trying not to have too much more going on, but that rain is putting a damper on my day. You know, you and I, we love sports. I can share this. I'm looking forward to the tournament that's starting today.
Oh, it is today.
Yeah.
What's today? Thursday?
It is, the 21st.
So Houston plays tomorrow, I think?
Yeah, they're on tomorrow.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, man.
Thanks for reminding me.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of BS when they say it's March Madness and it's already the 21st.
I know.
Is it the 21st?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, that's kind of weird. Why is it starting? And it's why is everything starting so late? Are they blaming COVID? Is that what it is? Because I remember it was a couple of weeks ago and the Oscars was on. I was like, I thought this was already over, and then I was like, what's it on doing on in March?
I don't know. I think everybody still has COVID brain.
Is that what you think? Like, really? Do they even talk about March Madness? Am I just an idiot? I missed the press release why March Madness is starting so late.
I'm not
going
to call you an idiot, but yeah, you missed it.
What was it? What was the reason?
What the. Why they start so late?
Yeah.
Oh no, they didn't disclose that, but I saw the like the promotion starting coming out that they were. You know,
well, I knew it. Like I knew it hasn't started yet because everyone's asking about brackets, and I was like, I don't really care.
Yeah. No, it'd be nice though to figure out why they start. I kind of thought it started earlier, but no, they didn't.
Does it always start this?
I don't know.
Am I just so out of the loop with that kind of stuff?
I might be out of loop too. I love sports, but I know when it's here because obviously TV commercials, so you know everybody knows it's here. But
yeah.
I'm not sure why it feels like it's late this year.
That's interesting. But who's the team you're rooting for?
Man, I have always loved University of North Carolina since I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly,
is it that baby blue?
It is.
Is it that like
sky
blue?
Yeah, UC blue is my favorite color.
Yeah, see, that's what I figured. That's
as I'm wearing blue.
Or it might be a Tar Heel. Your Tar Heel is your favorite animal, isn't it?
Yeah, man, I'll take that too. But to be very honest, I would love to see Houston pull it off.
Oh man, you know it's funny. I've been my father went to Houston, U of H, and so growing up, we always watched U of H basketball. And it's so disappointing every time because I don't know how they're so good.
I don't know how, but
they're always so good. But then they always like they get to the Final Four. Sometimes you're like, they're not going to do it, are they? No, they just don't have it in them anymore. Because it's a long-time tournament. So
it's long term. Hey, but they are projected to be one of the Final Four.
I know they always. That's what I'm saying. They always are. And then it's just like you should watch the game because they'll. Because they got blown out by, I want to say, Iowa right before the tournament started.
Yeah, I think so.
And I mean, they got blown out. And they're going like, they're going to go in the tournament really with a high note there.
I have to call you because I think, if I remember correctly, I only saw the bracket for the first time yesterday. I think they have an opportunity to play North Carolina in the Final Four.
Okay.
To go to the championship.
That's going
to
be hell of a
So if that is a game, I am definitely calling you.
Okay. We can watch it. I'll always watch it.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's not during the gala because that's – I feel like that's how long the tournament's going to be, April 24th. So
yeah, man, you're right. It feels like it's going to be
Or 27th, sorry. April 27th, yeah. That's when the gala is for yes. Trolls Home for Children. That's who I'm talking to right now. If you're just now joining us, we have Ken Collier. And but yeah, so we got baseball starting, I want to say, in like 10 days. I think baseball. Man. But you're probably like not. You're not a baseball guy, are you?
I am. I have fallen in love with the Astros, but I'm from the Midwest, and so I still root for my Cardinals as well.
That's like the nemesis of the Astros.
I know,
for
man.
The longest
but
I
grew up in Illinois, and careful. Honestly, I love the St. Louis Cardinals. But I've become a huge Astro fan over the last 5 years I've been here.
Yeah, they're exciting to watch. Yeah, I like watching them. Good. And I'm excited about baseball too. And then. Yeah. All the other good stuff that follows, but
yeah,
March
man.
Madness. That's funny. It starts today. All right, I got to keep an eye on that. Yep. Is there anything else going on? Like, you've been enjoying living in this area, and I mean, because you've grown, you have three houses now, three mm-hmm. homes. I would call, or they could just call homes.
Yes,
for the mm-hmm. kiddos, mm-hmm. and you're almost hitting the 50 kid mark, which is half the kids you said 100. So I mean, you're getting there.
We're
is that a goal? It. Is just like just keep bringing in as many kids as possible? Because,
you know, to be very honest,
or is there like a limit? You're like, hey, we can only manage.
No.
It's something. I mean, it's hard.
Yeah, it is very hard work, and finding individuals that to work for you that have the same heart and compassion. Excuse me. But it's also hard for them too to see these kids that have gone through so much. So there's no limit as to where Trails will stop. I'll be honest with you. I just don't know when the next one will be. Like I said, we got one coming up out in the New Bronze area, Comal County, man. So if they keep calling, we're going to keep serving. This is a ministry for us, and I'll be honest and say
– Is it faith-based?
It is.
Just curious. Okay.
It really is, man. We're a faith-based organization, 501c3. So we literally have no end game as far as when we're going to stop. I don't want to put a limit. I want to keep going. If there's kids in the community that need our assistance, we're going to do it.
Well, cool, man. Well, thank you so much for coming in. Let's remind folks, that's happening on April 27th over in the Walden Lakeview Dining. It's $100 a ticket. All the money will go towards Trails Homes for Children, and especially the mental health projects they're going to be having this year. They need auction items, folks. They need live auction items, which I imagine that means bigger items, right?
Absolutely.
What's the difference? Like, because I always wondered if there's like a price threshold for that kind of stuff.
So to be very honest, we've had individuals donate like free trips to like Vegas.
Well, that's what I always like the live stuff is always the fun, crazy stuff.
So if someone feels compelled to do that, we'll welcome it.
One thing I wish there was, one time I went to this live auction, I want to say it was like 3 months ago, 2 months ago, and it was over at Sawyer Park mm-hmm. over in the Woodlands area, mm-hmm. and they had like 9 bands. It was so much fun. And the whole time there's a Snoop Dogg. Like giant bobblehead. I'm talking like 3.5 foot bobblehead
wow.
from Corona. And he has like a plate in one hand that I guess you can rest stuff on. And then he has a bucket. And I'm sitting there going like, man, if they give that away, I actually might want that. That'd be hilarious. Because I thought it was part of the stage. I thought it was part of the stage, you know? And so we're sitting there, the live auction starts, and they're going so fast. And all of a sudden they just hold up Snoop Dogg. And I go, they're auctioning off Snoop Dogg live? This is awesome. And it went for like because I remember being there and I was like, all right, I'll do 250. Let's start with 250. But then it went to almost like $800. I'm like, Snoop Dogg's not worth $800 for a bobblehead. I'm sorry, not for me. But
it was,
so you need to get fun items like that because that
would be awesome.
That because like there's always guns and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, man.
But
that would be awesome.
Yeah, I was totally out of left field. I go that's a live auction item right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I would have been on that one.
You know what, speaking of live auction, you know what the Planet Hollywood is doing their live auction stuff now. Because, you know, Planet Hollywood was an old restaurant. I found, you ever seen Demolition Man?
I have.
So they have I want to say it's not a one-for-one scale, but it's Sylvester Stallone's frozen body when he got in the Cairo chamber.
What?
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I love that movie.
So you can buy the body. And he's in his form, and they even have his butt and everything.
I'm not sure if I want that, but
wouldn't that just creep people?
Yeah, that would probably creep me out.
Yeah, they had a bunch of cool stuff on there.
That's amazing.
I was surprised. Like they had another thing they had was the Terminator 2 from Terminator 2. They actually had a replica one of the models they used. I think it was when he like got burned or something like that.
Wow. Yeah.
But they have other cool stuff.
Man,
on there.
But if someone wants to be that creative and, you know, gift us a nice auction item such as that, I'd take it.
I know. I think one of them was going, I think it was like the have you ever seen Beetlejuice?
Yes.
And it's when the scene where the parents' heads get really stretched out.
Yeah.
And the like cone heads kind of thing. Those were going for like $5,000 each.
Wow.
And I was like, okay. Huh. But I like that kind of stuff, like just random movie props. And so hopefully if anyone wants to donate something like that, make it really interesting. A Snoop Dogg bobblehead would be great. something fun like that. But yeah, so you're looking for sponsors, looking for people to attend. It's going to be a lot of fun, and absolutely. I encourage everyone to grab a date, go dance on April 27th for Troyles Home for Children, the Boots and Pearls Gala. Anything else you want to cover? I think we got everything. The links are in the description. You know, all your stuff is right there. But Ken, thank you so much for coming in. It's really weird that I only see you once a year, I feel like.
It is weird, man.
Like it happens so fast. Like I feel like I saw you yesterday.
It does happen fast. We may have to change that, but yeah, it's weird.
But okay.
I feel like I was just here.
Well, Ken, it was good to see you. Guys, we're going to get back to the music here on Mornings with Lone Star, IRLoneStar.com. Don't forget, you can always be a guest. Just reach out to us at IRLoneStar.com. I'd love to have morning guests with me, just like Ken. We can talk about anything you want. Also, you can donate and sponsor all of our programs. Just visit us online at IRLoneStar.com. We will see you guys later.
Vail Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit,